The next coach on the teleconference is Maryland's Matt Canada. Maryland visits Indiana on Saturday, a noon Eastern time kickoff on BTN. Coach, thank you for joining us. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Sure, coming off a tough game against Michigan State, they certainly played very well. A lot of credit to them. And we're disappointed in how we played, but excited to get ready to play Indiana this week and looking forward to a tremendous challenge as we go over there and try to get back on the right side of things and play a little better. So we're excited to go play Indiana on Saturday.
Thank you, Coach. We'll open it up for questions now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions on the queue, following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Again, to ask a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your first question is from Adam Rittenberg, ESPN.com.
Hey, Matt, obviously with the offense this year, it's been kind of a feast or famine deal. Do you notice any themes in the games where you guys have had, you know, tremendous success versus those that where you haven't, that you can try to find a little more consistency here down the stretch?
Obviously, there's been multiple factors, partly, you know, obviously we've played some really good people at times, and we've had a couple games there with the weather with Iowa and Michigan State where it really limited our ability, to throw the football at all. And we just didn't adapt as well as they did to be kind of coming out, you know, one-dimensional in both of those games and just didn't make the plays needed to make at certain times. So certainly trying to become, you know, more efficient and more detailed in what we do. Obviously, falls back on me to do a better job coaching. But we just have to continue to play and, you know, try to make those plays when they present themselves. Last week we had a 4th-and-1 where we jumped in the red zone. It was very critical. Then we had a fumble on 3rd down that was very critical, both also in the red zone. So those two situations in a game that was 17-10 or 7, what it might have been, that would have been a huge change. So we just have to make critical plays at critical times.
You guys obviously have a lot of options at running back. What's the key in the passing game to get that going here down the stretch?
I think it's about everything. I think Kasim's actually at play. He's improved here the last few weeks, in my opinion. He's done a better job with his feet, better job with his reads. We have to, start with protection. We have to protect well. And then, obviously, we got to get the ball. We've got some very good playmakers, who can make some plays. Certainly, a couple weeks ago, we saw that. We did a good job getting the ball spread around a little bit, which we would like to do and have wanted to do. Last week, again, with the weather the way it was, and then with all those other factors, we just didn't get that done. So everybody's got to do their job, but I feel pretty good we'll get that going this week.
Great. Thank you.
All right, thanks, Adam.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Mike Miller, Bloomington Herald.
Hey, Matt, just real quick, any thoughts of coming back to Bloomington, coming back to Indiana this weekend?
Obviously not really. It's always about our players and those things. I obviously came back when I was at Wisconsin a few years ago, and that was a different time with some of the players that I knew still on the team. So certainly fond memories of everything it is at that place, and from Coach Mallory to Coach Heff to all the players and the guys I know. But this is really just about our team and our players going in and playing Coach Allen's team, who's doing a very good job, and seeing if we can find a way to win a football game.
Sure. How about, just coming up as a young guy here, you mentioned Coach Mallory, Coach Heff. Any of those guys, any guys on their staffs kind of help shape you as a young coach coming up through the ranks?
Well, obviously, when you talk about when I was there as a young, as a young coach, certainly Coach Mallory and everything he did for all of us was really, really important and very certainly changed my life and got me into coaching. And then that staff, it'd be hard to mention them all, but certainly Coach Stripling is one that, I had a relationship to get me started to be a student coach through a little bit of recruiting that he did. And he was, very important getting me going. And then, Buck Sewell was the first guy I worked with. Coach Blue was the offensive coordinator. Coach Novak, the defensive coordinator, who then hired me at Northern Illinois. Jim Ewing was a huge part, a huge factor, and learned a lot. So I think the great thing for all of us who were involved at that time is those guys in coaching for the right reasons. They did it for all the right reasons. They had great, the families were around, and they certainly made coaching look like a profession that you wanted to be a part of. So I've always known and said I've been very blessed to be around that group of people, and and we'll always be indebted to all that staff that got us going in this profession.
With Coach Allen and yourself both having roots here in the state, I mean, have you guys crossed paths at all? Do you have any sort of relationship that dates back any years at all?
Well, yeah, when Coach was at when he was at Ben Davis, I was obviously at Indiana coaching, so we talked then, and he would visit, and obviously he made the decision to go on and get going into the college ranks, and what a great story Coach Allen is. He went out, kind of changed his path and got into college coaching, and now he's a head coach. So great respect for Tom and what he's done and everywhere he's been, and he was at Arkansas State, and I was at Northern Illinois in 2011, and they had moved on to Ole Miss, so he didn't coach that game, but we played against his team in that bowl game of the 11 season, and then he obviously went on to Ole Miss in the South Florida and did a great job there as a defensive coordinator, and then certainly he's done a tremendous job in Indiana. So certainly, think a lot of him. We've talked here and there just about different things, but certainly think he's done a great job there.
Got it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star 1.
Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, thanks.